relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Portions of the following program may contain pre-recorded material.
This is America First, and here's your host, Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
We live in an age of reality TV. Yes, TV is dominated by certain shows that aren't fictional, aren't the soap operas of yesteryear, but are actual real events, and one of my favorites. I've got to be careful, because with my accent, this word, you got to pronounce it right. Anyway, let's just show you a clip from Porn Stars.
Earlier, I checked out a Soviet fighter jet. Normally, I avoid aircraft because they tend to be money pits. But this one seems like something I could turn a big, fast profit if everything's right. So I asked my friend Matt to come down and take a look at it.
Hey, guys. How we doing?
Doing great, man.
Rick, good to see you again. Chum, how you doing?
Welcome to the danger zone.
Yeah. I'm a Marine F-18 pilot with 17 years experience, a graduate of the Naval Fighter Weapons School Top Gun, and former U.S. Navy Blue Angel pilot.
So what do you know about it?
So this is an awesome jet. This is an L-39 Albatross. It's from the former Soviet bloc, built in Czechoslovakia. There's a couple thousand of them made, and it's the advanced jet trainer for the Soviet bloc planes. There's several third world countries that still use this, Georgia, Libya.
Would they put bombs on it, things like that?
You know, it'd be a little different. This is a fuel tank. You could take this off, strap on a gun pod, a missile, or potentially some bombs right onto the pylon. You can pretty much load this thing up.
Hasn't everybody wanted a Soviet-era fighter? Even if it doesn't fly, I just want it parked outside my house. That's the kind of business he's into. He is the star of Porn Stars, Rick Harrison. Delighted to have you on America First.
Thanks for having me.
So did you buy it? I need to know. Did you buy
it? I didn't end up buying it. You know, it was that one sort of turned us, that one was sort of a nightmare, but like... if I could, you know, if I could buy it and flip it, I'll buy it. You know, I'll buy anything I make money on.
Yes, you do. People have been watching your show and you doing exactly that for years. So we want to talk about all the aspects of what you do. We met for the first time. We've got a photograph a couple of years ago. I mean, it was pre-COVID, pre-the Wu flu, the greatest convocation of conservatives on the planet. It is, of course, Match Labs, CPAC, that occurs every single year. And I said, can I get a photograph? Can I get a selfie? And not only did he say yes, Rick Harrison said, you've got to do the pose. Oh, of course, the pose. And it was one of my most popular posts. Thank you, Rick, for making that day very, very special. Okay, let's start with the show. When I met you, when you came on my show for the first time, you blew me away. Because I just thought, this is a great show. This is a fun show. It's educational. But then you told me how many countries. So tell us where it broadcasts, how many seasons you're in, and just the incredible success of this show about you and your colleagues.
Yeah, it's... I think it's 150 countries, 38 languages. I mean, I'm filming season 19 right now, and I'm still like the number four show in South America. It's, like I said, all over the world. And, you know, I mean, the COVID thing is messing up my numbers right now, but I usually get like over 3,000 people a day this time of year in my pawn shop. I'm only getting like 1,800 because of COVID, though.
So that is truly remarkable. Do you have any, you must have done, you know, analysis, you must have done the analytics. Why do you think it's in 150 nations? Is it for me, it's you know, of course it's entertaining. You, your colleagues, your late father, Chumley, your son, but also it's the injection. You're actually learning stuff, especially with the historic items you have such a passion for. Have you worked out, is that the magic secret? Is that
You know, it's part of the magic is people love to learn. They really love to learn history. They like to learn it from their uncle, not a professor looking down their nose at you. They want to laugh a little bit. And especially young people, because I have a history channel. I have the youngest demographic on there. I mean, I have kids watching all the time. And if you can relate it to something today, they're interested. But if you just start talking about something old, they just fade away. But if, You tell them like when 1890s personal printing presses just came out and they were the rage, where you could make your own little newsletters, make your own little broadsides, all these other things, and explain, no, that was the internet of the 1890s. Now they're interested.
Yeah, bingo.
Okay, but if you just start going on and droning on and just saying date, that's when you lose them. But no, we laugh a lot and we joke around and we make learning history fun. And it's kind of like a game show, too, when I buy stuff off people.
I think that is the secret. It's learning, but it's enjoyable. And there's also that frisson, that tension always. Is he going to get the deal? Is he going to walk away? Is that person going to walk away from that glass cabinet or not? And everybody wants you to close that deal. Tell us a little bit about your story, because I think if I remember correctly, you have a fascinating story of how you got in the business and then how you became, am I correct, the first 24-hour pawn shop in the city?
In the States, as far as I know. Well, I always wanted a pawn shop. Okay. And, I was a naive 22-year-old. I went down to a city business license and I say, I want a pawn license. And they say, no. And I go, they showed me the city code. So apparently the good old boys got together in 1955 when 25,000 people lived in Las Vegas. And, they wrote a city ordinance that they would issue one more pawn license when the city population got to 250,000. Okay, and I was thinking, like, well, it had been close. So, like, I started calling up the city statistician, like, every week, every other week. And in April of 88, he said, yeah, we think it's 250,000 now. So as a naive 23-year-old, I went down there and said, give me my pawn license. And they said, no, but I got a lawyer. The judge said he was the first one there. Give it to him. And even back then, pawn licenses were up for like $500,000 in Vegas.
Oh, my gosh. And then talk to us about, you know, once you're established, the decision to go, you know, 24 hours, and how you got to this point where you are the pawn shop for the world.
Well, like, I mean, there's actually chains of pawn shops that are traded on the New York Stock Exchange. They got thousands of stores. And a lot of those were owned in Vegas. And I knew I had to be different. I mean, I knew I couldn't go head-to-head with Walmart, so I had to be Tiffany's. That was the other pawn shops I was competing with. I mean, they were giant corporate stores with all the money in the world behind them, so I figured I would be Tiffany's. I mean, the most cleanest, most immaculate stores.
So you created the most immaculate store, the most immaculate pawn shop. And you're right. I mean, when you go into the average one, it's desperate people. It's bicycles that have been there for a couple of years. It's not like your store, which is incredibly, I think, part of the success. Tell us about the clientele, because, of course, you're picking and choosing the most interesting items for the show. Do you pull on a different class of clients and customers for your store?
Yeah, that's one thing I've really prided myself over the years. I mean, no matter what, always be 100% honest with every one of my clients. I mean, you know, like if they come in here and they have something that's amazing and they don't know about it, I tell my employees you're going to pay them what it's worth, because my reputation is everything. You know, I mean, there's a million little pawn shops all around this country that don't do well. I did great because I have a great reputation. And then over the years, I have people coming around all from around the United States to sell me stuff because they know it was honest. And then once I got the show, I mean, we really thought there wasn't going to be enough items. So, but once the television show aired, I mean, everybody and their brother started coming in with stuff, emailing us stuff. I got my pick of I want to put on the show. I mean, I get 100 emails a day with people wanting to sell me really bizarro stuff.
Okay, so I have one question that always burns in me every time I watch your show, and it's the following. When you have this amazing Rolodex of experts, it doesn't matter what it is, antique toys, Civil War memorabilia, first editions, and the expert comes in and says, oh, yes, this is a real signature, blah, 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 this is a real whatever, and says, the market value you could sell this for is $5,000. And then you ask the owner how much do they want, and they say, well, okay, $5,000. Why do people not understand that you're a businessman and not a charity? I see this again and again and again. Is there some kind of mental block to these people?
I think they're Democrats. That's another story.
Nicely. Touché.
No, touché. I mean, and that's one of the reasons why people like my show, I think, is because I just put it the way it's out there. I mean, there's a power bill to be paid. There's, you know, I got six kids. They're expensive. I mean, I got to make a living off it. And that was like the first show ever to do that. I mean, like everyone just explained, like, you know, I have a business here. This is how business is run. And this is why you can get this much. Because what you have might take me a year to sell. I mean, if it's a gold coin, you know, just bullion, I could pick up a phone and sell it right away. I mean, I'm happy making 1%, but if I have some artwork that might sit on the wall for a year or two, you're lucky to get 50%.
It's one of my favorite shows. I still don't know how to pronounce it. I am an American, but hey, I wasn't born in Alabama. It's Porn Stars. It is the gold and silver 24-hour porn shop. Now in its 19th season, it is Mr. Rick Harrison and his team. An incredible. It's not just fun. It's not just true. It's also educational, and I think he nailed it. It's making history fun again. You've got to watch this show. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is One on One. If you enjoy what we do, don't forget, subscribe for free to the alternative to the fascists at YouTube. It is, of course, Rumble, the First Amendment video channel. That's rumble.com/Seb Gorka. rumble.com/SEBGORKA. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back with Rick Harrison after this break. We are coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor. Pain relief that's real. Pain relief that works. Pain relief that is liberating tens of thousands of Americans across the country, me included. But not just me. People like Leah from Ohio. This is Leah's story. One Sunday morning, I sat on my couch in so much pain I was in tears. That's the day I ordered Relief Factor. Following directions, in 8 days, I found relief, only to get better and better. I'm a believer 100%. Shouldn't that be your story? It could be your story, but there's only one way to find out. Order the 3-week quick starter pack at ReliefFactor.com. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening like I do, and I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me, Leah, and thousands of your fellow Americans. What are you waiting for? You deserve to know. You know it makes sense. Liberate yourself. The only thing you have to lose is the pain. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com.
With the deepest voice in talk radio, Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
We're back with none other than Rick Harrison of Porn Stars. Let's talk about your proclivities, your foibles, what your favorite items are. Of course, you're a history buff. When you do the behind-the-scenes little cuts, the explanations for what's happening out front, you are seen very often in front of a big rack of guitars. What really gets you excited? When somebody walks in a store, what kind of item is, oh, wow, I want to see this one. I'm going to deal with this customer.
Oh, before I say that, I got to tell you, like, with the British accent thing, a few years ago, we did a bunch of commercials in the UK for Pawn Stars. And all we did was we put little, really old couples on a park bench. And they just said, and we had them like, well, tonight, you want to watch some Pawn? Yeah, I would love to watch some Pawn.
Is that for real?
Yes, we had like 4 different couples. And then it said like Pawn Stars. Yeah.
Did it work? How were your UK ratings?
Everyone loved it, yeah.
I bet. My American wife always makes fun of me when I talk about it. No, that's not how it's said in American. Sorry, honey. Anyway, carry on. So what gets you most? What do you have, let's say, the biggest collection of?
My biggest collection is books. I have a ton of first editions, John Locke, Francis Bacon.
Wow.
A lot of things like that. I collect all motorcycles.
Yes.
Just anything with great history and like a great story behind it. Because when it comes to antiques and collectibles and everything, we don't buy the item. We buy the story. I ended up brokering a deal on like one of the original Declaration of Independence broadsides.
Oh, my gosh.
Here a few months ago.
What's your most treasured item that you got? Not at an auction, but from somebody who walked into gold and silver.
Probably, you know, like, I mean, I've done multi-million dollar gold deals and things like that. I'm a pawn shop. I don't have a lot of customers for like multi-million dollar items, and I really don't like to spend like over $150,000 for something, because you start getting into rarefied air, the amount of people who can afford things like that. No, I mean, big diamonds and things like that. I bought old cars for over $100,000. But it's the neat thing about my job. It's something different every single day. I mean, someone at a yard sale bought a 1948 GE TV and brought it in here the other day.
Wow. Truly stunning.
Yeah, to me, it's like my nerd brain. I started talking about, like, you know, it's got this round tube in it. We've come a really long way in technology. But in 1948, this was the most technologically advanced thing on the planet. And it just, the progression of everything.
How did you build? I'm curious. I'm sure it's just a function of time. But was there any secret? How did you hunt out these people who, you know, you need to verify the authenticity of this, you know, Civil War tunic? How did you create this amazing roster of people who come in?
Well, no, because my entire business, I've always done business with other people. One thing I tell my kids and I tell young people all the time, never be the smartest guy in the room, except the fact that people know. There's a lot of people out there that know a lot of things about a lot of stuff you don't know about, and talk to them. Yeah. One thing with my kids, like I said, I have six kids. The second one of them goes like, I know, I blow up. Well, no, you don't know. You need to sit and learn. I've done business with all these people for years and years and years. And it was really great when we started the TV show, because every one of their businesses just blew up. I mean, like Rebecca, who just ran a little teeny antique bookshop.
Okay? Yeah, the person who authenticates the first editions.
On the planet.
Right? The lady who authenticates the first editions for you.
Yeah. She's absolutely brilliant, too. She reads like eight different languages.
Wow. And then she has profited from your fame and fortune?
Yeah, and then like Mark Hall Patton, the guy with the beard, you know, from the most... Whoever thought a museum curator would become famous if he stopped in the street all the time for photographs and pictures?
I think the hat helps. It's not just the beard, but I think the hat helps as well to get him recognized. Yeah. So explain to us why it is that we met where we met at the largest concerted convocation, because we don't see a lot of big media celebrities come to CPAC every year. So explain to us why that happened and why you weren't concerned about the consequences for you in this insane era of cancel culture?
Well, no, I am worried about it a little bit. I mean, I don't want to get anything canceled. I mean, and I don't think, you know, I just state the facts. I mean, like, you know, I'm a history buff. You go out there, history. Socialism has never worked. Capitalism is literally the greatest system ever to bring people out of poverty. You have liberal people complaining about this country all the time. We have the highest standard of living in the world. And it's all because of capitalism. Yeah. And, you know, there's no perfect system, but this is the best system we have. And it literally, if you just allow people to do their business and take risk on their own, in the end, it will be better for everybody. A great story I always tell is in the 1850s, the de facto watch capital of the world was London, England. But at that time, inexpensive machine tools were coming out to make watches. Little watch companies started popping up in the United States. By the 1890s, the best watches in the world, hands down, were American pocket watches. As a matter of fact, Congress had to pass a law saying the origin of the watch had to be on the dial of the watch, because all those cheap Swiss fakes in the country. Okay, and the London watch industry collapsed because it took 17 different unions to make a watch.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, okay, not exactly good for business.
In 1890, they were still making the same watches they were making in 1820. Because you just, government intervention. Just look, you know, like me. I mean, I think I have right around 65 employees. You know, if there was less government regulation, I'd probably have more. I mean, I don't need to work. I could retire tomorrow. I love to employ people. I like to brag that I pay my employees a little bit more than everybody else. I get great benefits. But, you know, when the government just keeps on dragging every money down, cowing to lobbyists, and everyone gets all the special interest groups, people just need to be educated about it. Because today, in high school, you learn nothing about capitalism, socialism, why one is better than the other. And all you got to do is historical facts. Capitalism is 1,000 times better than socialism or capitalism. I mean, I'm dating a girl from France right now, and she, you know, the reason why she lives here is because she can't stand socialism.
It's like Churchill said with regards to democracy, the worst system in the world except compared to all the others. You can say that about capitalism as well. The ideology that has raised more people out of poverty across the planet than any other one. And it's just a statement of empirical fact. Socialism, communism has been attempted in more than 40 nations around the world. Every single one of them has been an abject failure. We're talking to the founder of the owner of Gold and Silver, one of the stars, along with his family, of the amazing reality TV show Pawn Stars. I'm Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Donald J. Trump. You're listening to America First, one-on-one on the Salem radio channels. If you enjoy this show, please support those who make it possible. Great patriots also, like Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, the pillow that never gets hot, never loses shape. 51 million sold alone. President Trump loves and my whole team uses them. Mike's going to give you massive discounts, up to 66% off his line of more than 150 products if you use my name. Go to MyPillow.com, promo code Gorka, or call 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468. MyPillow.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A. More one-on-one with Rick Harrison. Stay with us here on America First. Do you miss President Trump? I know I do. And now I'm coming to you with a very special offer from my team that you do not want to miss from President Trump. Now is your chance to enter to win one of six signed photographs of the president, which were hand-signed by President Trump and soon could be hanging up in your house. When President Trump signed these photographs, he wanted to make sure all of his supporters had the chance to receive one. And now is your chance. All you have to do is text FHOTO, photo, to 55404 today for your chance to win a beautiful photograph of President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump, hand-signed by President Trump himself, by texting PHOTO to 55404 right now. You will get exclusive double entry activated by my team for a limited time. Again, text photo to 55404 to have your name entered twice to win a hand-signed Trump photograph. You don't want to miss this. Our contest ends soon. Paid for by the National Republican Senatorial Committee.
The truth. The whole truth. Nothing but the truth. That's Dr. G's specialty. America First.
He's the owner of Gold and Silver Pawn, the most famous pawn shop in the world. Welcome back to One-on-One with Rick Harrison. Mr. Harrison, you mentioned what our kids learn in school. Let's dwell on that for a moment. As somebody who's more than a history buff, but I mean, anybody who has classic editions of John Locke and knows of what they speak. What happened in America? You were born here. I'm just an immigrant to this nation, a legal immigrant to this nation. You grew up here. You were taught certain things in school when it comes to civics and history. What happened? Did parents, you're the father of six, did we just disengage with what our children were being taught? How do we get to a point where we have a survey, a recent survey from the Victims of Communism Memorial Foundation and YouGov that found that more than 60% of American millennials, Rick, would prefer to live in a socialist or communist America? How on earth did America get there?
The teachers' unions, liberal professors teaching the teachers that teach their children. And, socialism sounds great on paper. I mean, I got a lot of flack when we met at CPAC, I started off my speech was like, socialism is like heroin. The first shot is great. After that, life is pretty bad. And I mean, it starts off great until you take all the rich people's money and then everything goes to hell. But you have all these liberal professors who have, like, on paper, it's going to work great. And no, it's never going to work great. It's just, it's, you know, that's it. We have those liberal professors teaching the teachers that teach our children. And quite frankly, I don't know exactly how to fix it besides when your kids go to college, tell them, you know, don't agree with this, you know, join Turning Point or something like that. That's what I told my kids. And, in some cases they can't even speak out because, like, professors, you know, but I don't know, you know, just get everybody to vote. Okay, because I think everybody's opinion is changing. They're seeing how bad the all this liberal insanity is. You know,
Are you excited about what you've witnessed or what we've witnessed in the last few months? I think thanks in part to COVID at the school boards, where parents are saying, "Hang on, what garbage are you teaching? Is that how we're going to win, by having people who love America push back and actually maybe run for school boards?"
I've complained about what they teach at school for years and years. I mean, like, a kid comes out of high school, okay, they don't even know what a lease is. They don't teach them anything practical. I can start yelling and screaming here in a minute.
As long as you don't transgress.
Like, get out there, find out what their kids are getting taught. Really know who they're voting for when they go to vote, because, you know, let's face it, it's a nightmare voting when you go into the booth and there's 125 boxes you have to check.
Yeah.
People really got to start doing the research. Because right now, I have a lot of different businesses. One of them is a wholesale framing company. I frame art for myself and, like, galleries around Las Vegas and different places. My materials are up 50-60% of the stuff I can get. I have a large internet department, okay? Cardboard boxes have almost doubled in price. The prices of everything is going insane, and I can't get it's next to impossible to get employees. I mean, it's getting a little bit better now, but, like, when they were getting all that extra unemployment money, I couldn't get no employees to even work.
Yeah, we're hearing this all across the country. You know, I just hired a carpenter, and he says he literally can't find somebody to assist him in doing basic deck work. I mean, this is Virginia. This is insanity. So you mentioned Turning Point USA. You mentioned colleges. What about the idea that college degrees, are they worth anything anymore? Shouldn't we have more vocational schools? Where do you stand on
that? I completely. That's why... When Marco Rubio was going to run in 15, you know, announced he was going to run for president in 15, I was going to back him first. And the main reason why is he truly believes that, like, when your kid goes into high school, you have sit down with a counselor and the kid, the parents, say, hey, are we going to go to the college path, or are we going to go to a trade school? And, like, you know, and then, like, 2 days a week go to high school, 3 days a week go to a trade school. Right now, I mean, like, I got friends that are welders that make a lot more than friends that are lawyers. They don't have no student debt. My son's a master plumber and he makes $100,000 a year.
Very nice. And that's a real job. I'm not sure you could get that kind of pay if you had a degree. And what do they do now? Gender studies, sustainability. Not sure that leads to the kind of success of somebody who can actually build something or repair stuff with his hands. Do you do everything that you could do to ensure that you're healthy for your loved ones? Is your wife, your mother, your father, your children, your grandchildren, are they concerned that you're not the healthiest you could be? There are so many reasons to take Balance of Nature, but that's one of the reasons that I'm serious about it, because I'm serious about my personal responsibility for my health. You know you need to eat vegetables, you know you need to eat fruit, but very rarely do we eat enough. These 6 little capsules, 3 red for fruit, 3 green for vegetables, provide me with everything my body craves. 10 servings of 31 different fruits and fibers. Get serious, do it for your loved ones, and right now, Dr. Douglas Howe, the inventor, will give you 35% off and free shipping on your first order. Use my name, GORKA. Call 800-246-8751 or balanceofnature.com, promo code GORKA.
From the ReliefFactor.com studios, this is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Welcome back to One-on-One with none other than Rick Harrison. Mr. Harrison, you mentioned, or I mentioned, and you reacted to it, this topic of cancel culture. Do you have any advice for businesses? We're seeing, you know, the genuflecting of big corporations to things like Black Lives Matter, into, you know, the whole gender diversity. California now has to have gender equity in its C-suites. The boards have to hire a certain proportion of women. What does this do eventually to business? And do you
I run my business, I hire the best people, and it creates diversity. You know, I have a very, very diverse, employee base, and they're all over the place, and I hire really good people, and you'll end up getting a very diverse group. That's the way I look at it. I got transgenders that work for me, every race, creed, everything, and I just hire really good people, and in the end, you'll get that diverse group.
My belief, I'm an immigrant, so you can correct me if I'm wrong, is that one of the commonalities of the American character, wherever you are in America, is common sense. At the end of the day, there's a certain pragmatism to the American way. Are you an optimist? Do you think that pragmatism, that common sense attitude, will eventually win over against these politically charged restrictions on business and culture?
I think it will. I mean, people come to their senses, all this is just insanity. The pendulum has swung so far to the left. I mean, I don't see how it can go much higher. I think the Democrats are going to get just annihilated next year. I mean, literally, we have Biden's trying to appoint the one woman for head of the Treasury that wants to bankrupt oil, coal, companies. I'm like, those are families, okay? And I'm just telling you right now, I'm 56 years old. If I worked in a coal mine, I'm not going to be able to learn how to code.
Yeah. Well, we have Carrie. We have Carrie, who is the climate czar, who just 2 days ago literally said, we will have no coal industry in America by the end of this decade. And as you said, that's nine years from now, that means families with no income, correct?
Yeah, I love how he's high and mighty, flies around the world on a private jet. His carbon footprint is probably that of 150 families in West Virginia, but that's all right. He can put them, it's hypocrisy, it's arrogance, and I really think people are just getting really, really tired of it.
You have one of the most successful media products in the world, not just in the United States. We're seeing this also infect media production. Is this also going to be something that there's a common sense response to? We see, great franchises. We see Star Wars, Star Trek being undermined by politics. Doesn't the market at some point say, hang on, if nobody wants to watch your program, your show, your movie, then you're going to run out of money? Doesn't there have to be some kind of market course correction?
If they make bad television or bad movies, people aren't going to watch them, and the market will correct them. Me, I just basically haven't made no changes. I have a family-friendly show. From day one, I told all the people with the production company and everything, I'll never make a show where I'd be embarrassed my mom to watch.
That is so fascinating. Was there any pushback over the years, or you just said, this is how
there were certain things they wanted me to film with. I'm like, no. And certain things they asked me to say, I'm like, no, I won't do that.
Well, God bless you for doing that. I mean, I wish we could see more of that attitude in the production of other things that we are witnessing whenever we switch on our various streaming shows today.
Yeah. The entire time I've had my show, it's always that's been the rule. I'll never make a show that I'd be embarrassed for my mother to watch.
Fabulous. How recognized are you when you travel the world? You said 150 countries.
I've been mobbed in Kuala Lumpur.
Is it selfies all the time? Is it selfies with
selfies, autographs, yeah.
Selfies, autographs. You've got to follow this man. You've got to watch the show. What did you say? Season 19? Or is that what you're filming right now?
Season 19 right now.
Incredible, incredible. If you like this show, I ask you as a personal favor, there's another great patriot out there who is in need of your support exactly because of the cancel culture occurring across this nation. He is America's mayor. He saved New York twice. Rudy Giuliani is in the crosshairs of cancel culture. Will you please support him today? He's still fighting for the truth. Rudy Giuliani, freedomfund.com. That's Rudy Giuliani, freedomfund.com. You made some trenchant comments, Rick, at CPAC a few years ago about the state of the economy. Did you expect it? Did you think we could ever be where we are today, that within 11 months of a new administration, we see inflation?
It's insane. I mean, most people, you know, another thing they don't teach in school is about what real inflation is. Inflation is not the price of things going up. It's the valuing of the currency. You keep on printing more of something, it's going to be worth less. And like Beanie Babies. And, nothing's free. Nothing's free. I mean, Biden is saying that he's not going to raise taxes on the poor. Well, inflation is a tax. You know, government prints more money, okay, makes your money worth less. It's basically a tax, okay? The United States got slapped in the past year with a 6% a 6% tax. Okay, that's 6% on your take-home pay, which works out to like 8% after you take out everything else. And poor people can't afford that. You know, it's I know people who like drive. Their job involves driving all over town. It's killing them. The price of everything is going up, and the reason why is they're printing money like it's candy. You know what I mean? I there's no economic sense.
There's a reason his business is called gold and silver. Very hard to devalue that. That's not fiat currency. That's currency that people have wanted for millennia. We're talking to Rick Harrison. He's the owner of the Gold and Silver Pawn Shop. If you enjoy our one-on-one discussions, I'm a huge fan of the long form. You know me. Don't forget to subscribe to our podcast. Don't miss any episode. Our in-depth interviews with stars like Rick Harrison, people like my former boss, President Trump. Look for it wherever you get your podcasts. America First and Sebastian Gorka. Subscribe today. If you like it, give us a little thumbs up, a little gold star, and a review, because it makes a great, great difference. And share the content with your friends.
This is a red alert for hardworking Americans who are tired of seeing their freedoms and savings threatened by the globalist agenda. Wealth Protection Research is on a mission to find whistleblowers who are exposing the schemes that threaten your financial security. We're talking about real, patriotic financial warriors like Jim Rickards and Porter Stansberry. They're not afraid to tell it like it is, exposing how the system is rigged against you. Text IDEAS to 76626 to find out more. With the 2024 election storming our way, your IRA and your 401k appear to be in the crosshairs. That's why we've compiled our three favorite ideas from freethinkers. Don't wait for a knock on your door telling you it's too late. Get this critical report. Text IDEAS to 76626. The fight for your financial freedom is on. Text IDEAS to 76626 now for your free report. That's IDEAS to 76626. Standard text and data rates may apply.
Dr. G is in the house on America First.
And we're back one-on-one with Rick Harrison. Last question for you, Mr. Harrison, Rick, if I may. What is your message to somebody who had that dream, you know, as a kid? I want to have a pawn shop. He pestered and pestered the local authorities until he got that license. And now he's got a TV show based on that business in 150 countries. What is your message to people?
I mean, work hard. I mean, it's the American dream. You know, That's why this country works so great. I mean, basically in Europe or Asia, if you ever declare bankruptcy, you'll never get a loan the rest of your life, and it's a stigmatism on you forever. This is the one country, like, if you fail, it's all right. You can do it again, try again. I mean, Henry Ford went bankrupt twice before he had Ford going. And it's the most amazing country in the world. Don't give up. I mean, because if you give up, you definitely will never make it. Okay, and if you want to change politics, get out there and tell every one of your friends what you think they should do with the voting booth. Help you, do what you need to do. Okay, but sitting on your butt and doing nothing is going to get you nothing.
Sounds like common sense to me. And not just those who believed in the American dream and who lost faith. What is your message to those who never had it, or the youth today who have been taught that America is the problem, that we are the issue in the world today? What do you say to those people or those kids?
Okay, first I have to explain to them, like, well, if everybody in the world wants to come here, why are we so bad? Okay? And I'll tell you why, dude. Like, go to India for a week and come back and tell me how terrible we are here. Or go to, like, Kuala Lumpur, where you know, some of the Muslim restrictions are pretty bad. Or just anywhere in the world. There's not another place in the world with our living standard, plain and simple. They might try to tell you there is, but there isn't.
Yeah.
You know, and we have, you know, but, you know, it will decline if the government keeps on getting... Every dime that the government spends just takes more freedoms away from it. Really does.
A very, very wise man once said, big government equals little citizen. And that's exactly what this man is talking about. And he's proven that the American dream is very, very much alive. Season 19. I'm going to keep watching it. Why? Because I'm a history buff too. I'm a collector. But because he makes history fun and incredibly enjoyable. And that is an art. God bless you, Rick Harrison. As ever, because this show is called America First, because we celebrate America, because we believe it is the apotheosis. It is the pinnacle of our civilization, the best civilization this world has ever seen. As we do every Friday, we're going to sign off with the words that guide us here at Salem Radio. The words of my former boss. Well, he's actually still my boss, because I'm still a member of the National Security Education Board, thanks to President Trump. This is his message to all Americans across the country, whether or not you voted for him, the 45th president of the United States.
We will not bend. We will not break. We will not yield. We will never give in. We will never give up. We will never back down. We will never, ever surrender. My fellow Americans, our movement is far from over. In fact, our fight has only just begun.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.